Hello, friends.
We're Milo's, makers of delicious teas and lemonade. While we may be new to you, we're not new to delicious. In fact, our family's been using high-quality ingredients to freshly make our delightfully refreshing, preservative-free, sweet-as-summer, homemade-tasting, joyful jugs of deliciousness for generations. So come find us in the refrigerated section, grab a jug, and get ready for a first sip you're never gonna forget. We're Milo's, obsessed with delicious.
Owning a business is tough. Fortunately, there's Insperity to help me with HR administration, compliance, and more, so my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
The U.S. government has grown beyond the consent of the governed. That is no longer up for debate. It is a certainty. It is 100% accurate for me to say that, and I will have words with anybody who wants to debate that. Because here's what I know. You could have 535 individuals who are elected to oversee this government. They could work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year, and they would have no prayer of properly administering every jot and tittle of this government and making sure that America's taxpayer monies are being spent in a constitutional, lawful, and pro-American way. There is just no way they could do it. And that means the federal government has grown beyond the consent of the governed. Our elected representatives don't have a snowball's chance in hell of properly administering it. So one of the ways to get control of the government, to make it once again the servant of we, the people, is to pare it down, is to make it manageable once again so that individuals inside of our government that we elect to do this can properly administer it. One of the mechanisms by which we do this is Convention of States. Article 5, Convention of States, as the name denotes, it is part of the United States Constitution. The states are able to amend the Constitution, propose amendments to the Constitution, have it voted on. It takes 34 states to start the process, to have a convention. It takes 38 states to ratify any one change to the Constitution. Now, there are some who claim to be on our side who oppose this. I don't know why they do, but I want to read some of their rationale, and then I will answer them. But I've never found their opposition to be well-grounded in something that you and I would call reality. It's all fear-mongering, in my opinion. This is from the Eagle Forum. The author is Janine Hansen, National Constitutional Issues Chairman of Eagle Forum. The date is not listed. But to my understanding, this has not changed. Their opposition to Article 5, Convention of States, has not changed. Delegate bills are designed by the proponents of an Article 5 constitutional convention to take the worry out of a wide-open constitutional convention proposing limitless amendments. But the Convention of States project itself proposes limitless ideas for amendments, exposing the erroneous idea that Convention of States has any intention of limiting the number of amendments in an Article 5 convention. Delegate bills are a smokescreen designed to obscure the limitless amendments Convention of States has up their sleeve. What? So the number is the problem, not the substance? Now look, Convention of States has never said that we don't have a lot of good ideas to amend the United States Constitution. Like, for example, maybe amending the 14th Amendment, instead of saying persons, it says citizens in it. Maybe we just change one word. Instead of persons, citizens. Why? Because in the stupidly decided Supreme Court decision, Plyler versus Doe, the Supreme Court determined that every American taxpayer must pay for the education of every child on planet Earth if that child can get here into any one of our municipalities. So any illegal alien who brings in their child, American taxpayers must pay for that child's education because the Constitution says persons, not citizens. So it basically, that interpretation opens up the American taxpayers' Eagle Forum to limitless expense. And it's insane. So yes, there are plenty of ideas out there, but I'm sorry, if you can't get 38 of the states to back you, none of these ideas in a convention of states are going to come to fruition. 34 of our 50 states have to call the convention, 38 to ratify. And if you think you, and by the way, the convention of states is set up to where they address one issue at a time, one at a time. You can't just say, oh, we're going to get rid of amendments 1 through 10, and then we're going to replace it with new amendments. You can't do that. That's not how the rules of the road are laid out in the convention of states. So to me, this is just a smokescreen. This is just a bunch of people who were A-OK when members of Congress, when the main perpetrators of our problem, i.e. the 17th Amendment, where senators are now elected by popular vote rather than appointed to represent their states by those states' legislatures, completely bastardizing the Founding Fathers' vision for the United States, completely throwing out, as Jonathan Turley called them, the Newtonian orbit, the balance between the three branches of government. Complete screw job. Oh, but the Eagle Forum was 100% okay as long as members of Congress were screwing up the Constitution. Now, what about the John Birch Society? Now, these guys have a history of their own we're not going to get into here. But the John Birch Society also opposes convention of states. This is from their website. JBS ramps up its efforts to defend the U.S. Constitution from alterations and a potential runaway convention by opposing the then newly formed pro-constitutional convention organization, Convention of States Project, founded by Mark Meckler. Meckler, along with leftist con advocate Professor Lawrence Lessig, had previously co-hosted the Constitutional Convention Conference, con, at Harvard Law School in September 2011. All right, a lot of invective thrown out there, right? Very little substance. Runaway convention, we already explained why that can happen. And again, alterations to the Constitution. Where was the John Birch Society when members of Congress were proposing, quote unquote, alterations to the Constitution? Oh, no, that seems to be okay when an elite group in Washington, D.C. is changing the Constitution to fit their elitist needs. The John Birch Society is all about that. But when the states, arguably closer to we the people, when they start proposing amendments to give power back to the aforementioned we the people, oh no, the John Birch Society goes full tilt bozo. So I don't find any of these points of opposition at all credible. Speaking of Mark Meckler, the founder of Convention of States Action. We will talk with him next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's a net added bonus, you'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
When did the American government become one big con? A government that hates our people, a government that uses government to enrich its own personnel, and we, the little people, can just scrape by. It is because of this mindset that is present inside of the Texas House leadership, present in the majority of our current Congress, that we're asking the question, when did Congress become a con? I mean, seriously, when did that happen? I mean, we're watching our rights just tumble away. And what are they doing on the federal level? They're talking about a continuing resolution. Are you kidding me? Let's talk more about this. Mark Meckler, he is the president of Convention of States Foundation and Convention of States Action. He's the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots and is now directing attention to the Democrats' lawless border with howmanymore.com. Mr. Meckler, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
I have so many things. Now, you are a Texan, so I have so many things to talk to you about on the Texas level and on the federal level. First off, were you able to see the offering from Texas Scorecard yet?
I was. I watched it last night. My wife and I watched it together in the Texas heist. And it's absolutely true. The Texas government has been hijacked by Democrats despite an overwhelming Republican majority. And this has sadly been true for a very long time. And Chris, there's one thing I want people to understand in Texas and around the nation. If you think this is unique to Texas, it's not.
No.
The same thing happened in Ohio this year. Mm-hmm. Their house was hijacked by squishy, horrible Republicans working with Democrats to elect a speaker that killed the Republican agenda.
Yep.
And so this is now spreading from Texas to Ohio. We're going to see this spread all over the country if we don't kill it in the cradle.
True. And what they are trying to do is they are trying to thwart our insistence that is, it's been nearly for the last 20, 25 years, exclusively in the Republican Party, the insistence that we adhere to the Constitution. One of the issues we've covered this morning is the Texas State House, and we've covered, I say this particular issue, this, well, it's not a failure because they killed it on purpose, but the failure of the Texas House to address the border. They killed a bill that you were really, really hot on, so was I. Was it SB 20 was the number, the Texas Border Patrol bill? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So look, there was something in there. It wasn't even as strong as I would have liked, but there was the Texas Border Protection Unit, and that was designed to actually create a law enforcement force under the control of the state of Texas, specifically initially under the control of our very weak governor, but we wanted it there so that he would be held accountable. And it would have essentially given us the power to repel the invasion. Texas, in its constitution, has the power to repel an invasion. The United States Constitution gives states the power to repel an invasion. Lord knows we're being invaded. And yet this, like so many other priorities, by the way, including the extension of the sunset clause on the Convention of States resolution, all went down to flaming defeat in the Texas House.
So wait a minute, that's news to me. So are you saying that now Texas is no longer a participant in Convention of States?
No, it still is, and we have until next session to rescind that sunset clause. But look, we had the votes. We had it set up in both houses. We easily passed the Senate, and the House just didn't take action on it.
Just like Kentucky. They have a Mitch McConnell somewhere, apparently, pulling the strings. Maybe his name is John Cornyn. By looking at their inability to give the state of Texas more tools to protect the border, I'm wondering, because you mentioned Governor Abbott, these floating barriers that has the left wing making up stories, you know, saying that dead bodies are washing up because of these buoys, which is Mexico propaganda. You've got the local press and the Texas press adopting that stupidity, and it ended up being fake news. What do you make of the floating border barriers and their effectiveness?
Look, I think they're fantastic. They're too little, too late. We need a lot more. But I'm going to give kudos where they're due, and I have to say that our governor's been stepping up more than I've ever seen him step up. And unfortunately, our legislature didn't give him full powers. I have my suspicions that the governor was behind some of that. So I'm not thrilled with him, but I'd rather have some barriers than no barriers.
What do you think is behind this infection, whether it be Ohio, whether it be in the Texas Statehouse, of left-wing extremist Republicans, people who are left-wing extremists who call themselves Republicans, guys like Charlie Guerin, Todd Hunter has come up several times today. Dustin Burrows has come up several times today. What is behind all this?
Look, these are people who are not Republicans. And so they put an R behind their name so that they can get elected. They get into the legislature. The leadership tells them you go along to get along. This is how you get power. This is how you get prestige. And if you're not willing to do that, then we'll run somebody against you. So there are incentives inside the legislature for them to go along with the leadership, to become the leadership. So these are people who put power, prestige, and being part of the club ahead of the interests of our country and our state.
Well, I think that's true. I'm just wondering, maybe it is our people who are seeing the joys of communism and socialism, and we're rejecting it. And so the other side is infiltrating the political party that traditionally has stood up for the Constitution, has stood up against communism and socialism. And they manifest in people like John Cornyn. They manifest in people like Mitch McConnell or Lisa Murkowski, or here in the state of Texas, the aforementioned Todd Hunter and Dustin Burrows and several others. They have identified the dirty dozen in the Texas scorecard. I've identified 24 Republicans who voted against parental school choice as being a voting guide. Either way, either you support denying parents school choice and keeping the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist agenda in schools, you support the teaching of racism in schools, or you don't and you get rid of those 24 Republicans. What is your thought on how we proceed forward? Because as you know, if Texas falls, it's over.
Yeah, so look, I agree with everything you said, and I would agree it's more than the dirty dozen, and I think that the school choice is a good place to look at it, and I would call it what it is, Chris, and I'm going to be really blunt. Those people are racist, plain and simple, because the people who are most punished by the lack of school choice in our society, not just in Texas but nationally, are poor people of color in our inner cities. They're getting destroyed. We are sentencing them to generational poverty, generational incompetence, generational inability to read and do basic math, and anybody that's willing to do that and stand for that. This is the racial issue of our times. You want to talk about racial justice? We have got to open up the schools. And I say this as a middle-class white guy. I have the ability to move. I have the ability to spend the money to send my kids to private schools if I needed to. These 24 who vote against this, they are straight-up race, old-school racists, and we have to throw them out of office.
Amen to that. Mark Meckler is our guest right now, folks. He is in charge of Convention of States action and also the brand new website, howmanymore.com. That deals with how many more illegal aliens. We're up to 7 million plus with 2 million gotaways coming across that border. I'm curious to know, because one of the biggest failures, you know, any fifth grader knows that in the summertime it gets hot in Texas, but the Texas House has no clue that it gets hot here in summertime. So they did zero. They did virtually nothing to increase reliable power generation in the state of Texas in the last session. And lo and behold, here we go. We get 100 plus degree temperatures and we get warnings from ERCOT. Cut back on your power usage because we don't have enough power because we're run by silly sickos who don't know how to work for a living. What was your take yesterday when that thing came down, that warning?
I was appalled. Texas is a state that can and should be energy independent. We should work to protect our grid. We should work to be generating more power. We can't rely on the rest of the nation. And the idea, again, that the House couldn't do it, this is because they're held hostage to environmental interests, to the radical left. And no, I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans who are held hostage
Oh, yeah.
or just acting voluntarily on behalf of the radical left.
Oh, yeah. Let's turn our attention to the national level. It was revealed yesterday that Beijing Biden, he's been operating under several aliases because that's normal. You know, back when he was vice president, he was emailing. He had several accounts under names like Robert L. Peters, Bob Peters. I mean, insert joke here. But again, it's not a laughing matter when you realize the man who is Barack Hussein Obama's number two, and I mean that in every sense, he is number two, that he was operating with aliases. Now, a lot of Democrats will say there's nothing to see here, but Mr. Meckler, that's not normal, is it?
Well, the only place I'm going to push back, Chris, is it is normal. It is normal for the left. I mean, we know that Hillary Clinton was operating under aliases. We know that her Secretary of State was operating under aliases. So we have evidence of Democrats doing this for a long period of time. And not only is it normal for them, but it's also illegal. In other words, they're doing this to avoid FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act request. So when they operate under aliases and say, look, we want a copy of every email from Vice President Biden to whoever it is, the president of Ukraine, we don't get access to those because there are no emails that say that because they say they're from Bob Peters or whomever. So this is an attempt to circumvent the law. It's clearly illegal, and we have got to get to the bottom of this. And I know there's going to be a bunch of organizations that are now going to do FOIAs on this stuff. And I think eventually we are going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, Congress is doing it now, too. James Comer, he wants to know. Okay, now we got to go looking for Bob Peters, for Robert Peters. President Peters is who we have in there right now. It's sick and insane. And let's be fair. And I think Mr. Meckler was right. If you're a left-wing extremist, you're trying to hide what you're doing because you can't be above board. Like Mitt Romney, he used the alias Pierre Delecto. I mean, yeah, because he didn't want people to know what he was up to, because that's what you do when you're not above board and you're crooked.
Yeah, look, if you're in the government and you're an honest person, then you don't hide the things you're doing by hiding behind an alias. And, you know, I'm a big fan of FOIA. I'm a big fan of government transparency. It always outrages me that we even have to fight over this stuff. All that stuff, every government email written on a government email account, everything that the president does or anybody does in office belongs to we the people. And we're not only entitled to copies of that stuff, it belongs to us in the first place.
Oh, that is so true. Look, I wanted to get an update, a couple of questions in on Convention of States. Where are we? How are things progressing? Because the people who are currently in charge on the federal level are clearly incapable or unwilling to adhere to the Constitution, clearly incapable or unwilling to adhere to the will of the American people. I mentioned the continuing resolution that they're trying to shove down our throats, more irresponsible and feckless spending. So where is Convention of States?
So 19 out of the necessary 34 states have passed. We're halfway through in the North Carolina legislature, have been through the House. The Senate's locked down right now in a budget dispute there in North Carolina, so that's not moving right now. We just came off of our simulated convention. We had commissioners come in from 49 of the 50 states. Appropriately, Rhode Island didn't show up. They didn't show up in 1787 either, so kind of amusing that they didn't show up for this. But we had 49 states. They debated amendments for a couple of days. They went through the same kind of process that would be used in convention. People can see that on our website. If they go to conventionofstates.com, you can actually see the debates. So, again, proof of concept. And I got to tell you one thing about it, Chris. The funniest thing is people worry about a runaway convention. In this particular convention, we had mostly conservative Republicans, certainly almost all Republicans. Even they had a hard time agreeing on anything, unlike what people worry about with a runaway convention.
Well, let me tell, because that was going to be my follow-up question, because it normally is. We even have folks on our side, the Eagle Forum and others, who say that the Convention of States, which, by the way, is a provision that was given to us for this very reason. If the federal government ever went out of control, and it is beyond debate now, the federal government has grown beyond the consent of the governed. It's a fact, and I'll debate anybody on it. But this fear of a runaway convention is that if you call a convention of states, you're going to totally rewrite the entire Constitution. And I always have to remind these people, tell me where you're going to find 38 states that is, they're going to agree on, for example, removing the Second Amendment. They're just not out there.
No, and at this point, I'm going to say these arguments are not only wrong, but they're despicable, dishonest, disgusting. Any adjective you can use that's appalling, these people are now lying about this. They've been making these arguments for so long, and these people are idiots and tools of the radical left. I don't understand why Eagle Forum is aligned or John Birch Society is aligned with Planned Parenthood, La Raza, MoveOn.org, Hillary Clinton, Russ Feingold. Those are their bosom buddies in this fight now. They're saying the exact same things. They're supporting those organizations and everything they're saying. It's not only offensive, but it's damaging our republic. And all of these people need to stop it. They should either go home, crawl in their caves, and give up. We don't need their help. As Sam Adams said, we need neither their counsel nor their arms. They should lick the hands that feed them. I hope their chains rest lightly upon them and that our countrymen our posterity don't remember they were our countrymen. They're damaging the country, and they need to sit down and shut up at this point.
Right, because they're not doing anything that advantages or remedies the plight that we find ourselves in. They are not part of the solution. They are actually advocating continuing the problem, and that makes them the problem. Mark Meckler, everybody, where do folks need to go if they want to help you out in your efforts?
Yeah, go to conventionofstates.com. That's where you can follow everything we're doing, and then follow us on Twitter, or follow me on Twitter at Mark Meckler. And then finally, make sure you see the Texas Heist, because what Texas Scorecard has done here in laying out what's going on in Texas, undeniable. It's a great video. Congratulations to Michael Sullivan and the Texas Scorecard.
It was it's a fantastic documentary, and I think folks ought to see it as well. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Chris. Thanks.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor by visiting TexasScorecard.com. That's where you're going to find the aforementioned documentary, The Texas Heist. It is well worth your while. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you're going to find me. You're going to find all of our social media hookups, email, voicemail to get in touch with me if you wish. Also, visit the brand spanking new ChrisSalcedo.com to track down the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV on Morning Talk Radio and on Newsmax TV in the afternoon on television. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth, it's not measured by how much power is stolen by a self-interested and out-of-control government. No. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. That's how you know a society's worth is truly great. Stay safe, my friends.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.